Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. We'll be talking with author Jonathan Goldman this evening about his latest book, The Divine Name. Jonathan Goldman is an international authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. He is author of Healing Sounds, Shifting Frequencies, the best-selling The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, Chakra Frequencies, and his latest, The Divine Name. Jonathan is director of the Sound Healers Association and president of Spirit Music Incorporated in Boulder, Colorado. A Grammy nominee, he has created numerous best-selling award-winning recordings, including The Divine Name, Frequencies, Ascension Harmonics, and Chakra Chants. He presents Healing Sounds lectures, workshops, and seminars worldwide. Hey, Jonathan, why don't you tell us a little bit about your latest book, The Divine Name?
Well, Ron, I've been in this field of focusing on the use of how sound can be utilized for healing and transformation for about 35 years. And The Divine Name is probably, well, I would say it's the most important book that I've read and perhaps the most important contribution that I've made in this field of using sound for healing and transformation. The Divine Name, very simply, is a sound that I discovered which takes the vibrations, the energy, from the top of the head and moves it all the way down to the base of the spine, then back up the top of the head. And it's a sound that is universal because it is composed simply of vowel sounds. Now, with that in mind, it also sounds a whole lot like the name of God that was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. And yet, at the same time, because somebody can have any belief, they can be a follower of any spiritual path, once they start making this sound, it affects them. They feel the vibration, so it's universal. So all I can say is I've taught a lot of people at various ashrams and yoga places this sound, and they love it, and it's so powerful, and it's so effective in terms of creating shift and change for people.
Well, Jonathan, the divine name is made up of vowel sounds. Is that correct?
That's right.
What are these vowel sounds?
I will say this much. They're not A, E, I, O, U. They're not that order, but they are a simple, specific order of vowel sounds, starting with the E sound and then going down to the U sound with a couple of other vowel sounds. Very easy to make. I mean, here's something kind of interesting, Ron. A lot of people don't know this, but our self-created sound has some really important abilities that have been actually scientifically validated in what they call peer-reviewed journals. And these include increasing the oxygen in our cells, lowering blood pressure and heart rate, increasing levels of melatonin, which, as you know, is a hormone that's been shown to be useful for not only helping people sleep, but treatment of depression. It releases endorphins, those wonderful self-created opiates that work as natural pain relievers. It increases levels of nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide, which is what you get at the dentist's office, but nitric oxide, which is a vascular dilator, and it's a molecule promoted with healing. And finally, you get the release of oxytocin, which is the trust hormone, all through making these self-created sounds, especially the divine name. Now, that is pretty powerful, and that's been scientifically validated that self-created sound can do that.
Why don't you tell us a little bit more about sacred sound? You've kind of almost intimated there's some relationship to the body's energy system, the chakra system.
That is totally true. And in fact, March 21st, 1986, I was in meditation and I discovered a system of using the vowel sounds to work with the chakras. So I call this vowels as mantras, and I've been using it, and it's actually been worldwide accepted as a system of resonating the chakras with sounds besides the Hindu Bija mantras. But in conjunction with this, I'd just like to say that sound is so powerful. It goes into our ears, into our brain. It affects our nervous system, our heart rate, our respiration. And here is a quote from the New York Times science section. Sound, shaped in the dazzling tool, can make, break, or rearrange molecular structure. A lot of people don't realize the power of sound, particularly our own sounds, to shift and change our vibrational field. And then we're talking about sacred sound. What is sacred sound? Okay, sacred sound is, if you like, sound that puts you in touch with your higher consciousness. I like to say that the divine name is a hotline to the divine, because when people make the sound, not only do they feel the vibrations in their body, but they also reach an altered state of consciousness that brings them in touch with something greater than themselves.
And we know that along with the sound you're talking about, within this, there are harmonics, right, Jonathan?
Oh, you betcha.
Tell us how harmonics work and why they're important.
Well, my very first book, called Healing Sounds, subtitle, The Power of Harmonics, in two sentences say that harmonics are the color of sound. Whenever we make a sound, there's actually a composite of different frequencies that are geometrically related to each other. And the different harmonics or sounds within the sounds that come out are responsible for different instruments having their sound, and they are also responsible for each of our voices having a very specific form, so that each of our voices, like our fingerprints, is ultimately different and unique because of harmonics.
Well, Jonathan, I'm a firm believer in the power of sound. As you know, I've been a musician for over 50 years and play the quartz crystal and Tibetan singing bowls. And I'm madly in love with sound and the harmonic content. And I agree with you in regard to the science of what you're talking about in regard to blood pressure, heart rate, cellular regeneration. And, you know, at the end of the day, just a good sense of well-being. Jonathan, we appreciate you taking the time today to talk with us about your latest book, The Divine Name.
Blessings to Cincinnati. Thank you all.
We've been in conversation with writer and musician Jonathan Goldman, talking about his latest book, The Divine Name. More information about Jonathan Goldman and his work is available on our website at wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening. Take care.